Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner.
All right, that's a wrap for House of Pride with Tweeka Turner. Coming up next is Scott.
Disaster Sounds.
Disaster Sounds, yes. We'll be right back.
Oh, hello, hello. Hey, Disaster Sounds gang. Thank you for tuning in. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Disaster Sounds right here on RadioValencia.fm in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco, California. You heard House of Pride with Mike earlier. If you've been sitting around listening to the radio, that is. Anyways, we start off the time capsule as we always do. We heard a band called Colostrodamus. Old friends of mine from Charleston, South Carolina. That's an old song from like 2004. The song was called The Truth and Pain. We heard a track that I don't have a title of from a good friend of mine also from Charleston named Rush Moody. He was in a band in New York City called Beauty Apes, so that was basically his version of doing the song himself. That was the second. And then we heard the Melvins with Easy As It Was. We heard Helmet with Iron Head was the track title. That band's from NYC. We heard Unsane with Blame Me, also another band from New York. We heard Torch down from Miami, Florida with a song called Safe. We just heard Cave In with a song called Brain Candle. That band's from Massachusetts. We've heard them, of course, before. They used to play a lot heavier rock and roll. Hardcore, if you will. You like what we got going on here, guys? You like the show? You like the music? You want to have your own show? Drop us a line. Send us an email. shows@radiovalencia.fm. Tell us what you got. We can show you how to do it. It's a lot easier than you think. If you just want to be a listener, we do appreciate that too. Head over to the RadioValencia.fm website. Click on that big old blue PayPal button. Even a dollar goes a long way. We do appreciate it. Don't go anywhere. Keep your butts parked. Got some more of the time capsule coming up. Some heavy rock and roll. Got some Bay Area noise. Mostly doing kind of a lot of old punk really from the 70s. A lot of mostly San Francisco stuff. Kind of early 90s Berkeley punk as well. Nothing too new. We've been doing new stuff. Speaking of, I did say last time that we would be hearing from Space Muffin from that compilation 7-inch that we heard all the other bands off of. Did not forget Space Muffin. Coming soon. Anything else? There's nothing else I was going to tell you guys. I'm going to remember. Anyways, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Disaster Sounds right here on Radio Valencia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
in motion again. It's the most extraordinary thing in the world. I have two big hands and a heart pumping blood and a 1967 Colt 45 with the busted safety catch. The world shines as I cross the Macon County line going to Georgia. Underneath your hair, 40 miles from Atlanta, this is nowhere, going to Georgia.
I've been living the man-sized hamster way.
For a place to weed. That's when I took the bonnet. It was dressed fairly well.
since you left me, and I've been living like a man-sized hamster.
inside of me. I'm a bleeding internally. Please let me die so I could be free. Look out, sucker, it's a world war.
Twist, but everybody can do the style.
Hey, welcome. If you have just tuned in, you were listening to Disaster Sounds here on Radio Valencia FM in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco, California. I remember what I wanted to tell everyone when I said I couldn't remember the time. It is the Swamp Thing saga continues. If you've been listening the past couple episodes during our Ghouls Only, also known as Spooky Tunes, we've had a couple of songs from two different acts, that is, named Swamp Thing. Songs, that is. But now this week we have a band named Swamp Thing. You don't want to miss that. Anyways, we wrapped up earlier with the time capsule.
Not many people.
We heard Botch with a song called Mandrian Was a Liar. They're from Tacoma, Washington.
But everybody can do the
We changed it up a little bit. We heard some Adam and His Package, a little less heavy than what we were hearing previously. With a song called Going to Georgia. It's one guy. It's from Philadelphia. Then moving on to Florida from Cutler Bay, we heard a band called Against All Authority. The song called Dinkus When I Come, or pardon me, Dinkus When I Close My Eyes. We moved on to the Bay Area Noise, the local stuff, if you will. We heard Butt Problems with a song called Strange Day. Heard some old 70s punk from a band called Crime. A song called Hot Wire My Heart. More 70s San Francisco stuff. A band called Negative Trend with a song called Meat House. And we heard Frightwig, also from San Francisco, a song called AMX 89. And then from Berkeley, we heard Psychotic Pineapple. That song was called Hang On For Your Life. And then we heard The Nuns back from San Francisco, another more 70s punk with a song called World at War 3. Hope we're not heading there, if you know what I mean. Here's Mr. T Experience, a song called More Than Toast. That band's from Berkeley, California. Old late 80s, early mid-90s punk, if you will. Got some 15 coming up next. A couple songs for 15, actually. More Berkeley punk. We'll be moving on to the Spooky Tunes, also known as Ghouls Only. I do appreciate you being here. We have Happy Horseshit with Fiat Chase coming up next in a little while, followed by Bughouse Square with Sean. And of course, John Hell's live bootleg bonanza. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Tuned.
Every magazine, every corner store, on every TV screen, messages by taking a bunch of alcohol. And don't you know drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere. You can't stop it. Fertilize and make it profitable. It's a risk longevity. Drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere. You can't stop it. It's not a law enforcement issue. Addiction's a sin. If you find yourself in the position of having to share a needle with another person, please take the following steps to ensure that you don't get infected. Suck water up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. That's step one. Suck bleach up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. Suck bleach up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. Suck bleach up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. That's step two. Suck water up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle. And squirt it out. That's step three. You're done. We got a law. Says you can't own a needle without a prescription. Did you really think that kept anyone from shooting up? All the politicians say can't legalize exchange because that would be sending the wrong message. Did you ever notice on every billboard, every magazine, every corner store, on every TV screen, messages by cigarettes and alcohol? And don't you know drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere. You can't stop it. Criminalize and make it profitable. And so it's longevity. Drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere. You can't stop it. It's not a law enforcement issue. Addiction's a disease. My county supervisor likes to think he's so much wiser than all the doctors put together. With dangerous giveaway, clean syringes. My city councilman says it's not a problem. We're only gonna spend millions on treatment that won't work. For people who will die. My community is like the flame of unity on the basis of homophobia and a lack of medical facts. Hey America, there's needle users sleeping with your children, with your daughters, with your sons, and with husbands. My congressman said I got brother a clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. It's too bad. My congressman said give brother a clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. Just too bad. My congressman says I can't give my brother a clean syringe if he should get AIDS. Just too bad. My congressman says I can't give my brother a clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. Just